Hey friends, it's Pascal, time for another Heretic. Today I want to talk about heroes, because it is a curious thing that we collectively seem to admire and sometimes worship folks like Elon Musk. So, nothing against Elon, surely he's a super smart person who is pushing the boundaries and boldly goes where few of us go. You can just think about Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, all that good stuff. But he's also the dude who gets wasted in public, smoking weed on a podcast, carrying out personal vendettas by calling people pedophiles, and notoriously treats his underlings, well, like underlings. We seem to forgive him. Now, that's fine. But for me, the even more curious thing here seems to be that we seem to be even more fascinated by and interested in going to places like Mars. You know, a destination which, to me, looks like a pretty inhospitable place. It's a pretty barren land and a place even Matt Damon didn't seem to be too excited about after eating potatoes growing in their own feces thing. Now, I'm all for pushing the boundaries, as I'm also all for celebrating those who are making this happen. I think these people are important. But I find it sad that we seem to pick our heroes exclusively from the high priests of the Temple of Entrepreneurship. Now, how about some alternatives? Let me introduce you to one of many, a friend of mine. In June 2013, on my then annual trek to Boulder, Colorado, where I now live, to mentor for the Unreasonable Institute, which is now called Uncharted, I met Mark Moore. Mark is the co-founder and CEO of Mana Nutrition, and Mana tackles one of the most heartbreaking tragedies in today's world, something called severe acute malnutrition, or short, SAM. Now here's the thing. Every 10 seconds a child dies as it doesn't have enough food. Every 10 seconds. Mark dedicated his life to solve for this, and the solution is very well within humanity's grasp. Give a child 3 servings of a paste made out of peanut butter, milk powder, and some vitamins and minerals for about 6 weeks, and that child has an extremely high chance of survival. It's simple, it's doable, and Mark and his team at Mana have figured out some ingenious ways to bring down the cost to manufacture the necessary product, which is called a ready-to-use therapeutic food, or RUTF. And they've done so by a large margin. And yet, as Mark, Mana, and all the other organizations in this field who are fighting the good fight and doing remarkable work will tell you, the problem still exists. It's getting better, make no mistake, but it still exists. It is not lacking a solution, as we've already established. It is merely lacking collective attention. It would cost the world a mere $1 billion per year to manufacture and distribute enough of those RUTFs to make severe acute malnutrition a problem of the past. $1 billion a year globally. And the problem is gone. And yet, for some reason, we don't do it. We don't commit to it. Rather, we marvel about the latest record-shattering 0-60 miles per hour performance of Tesla's newest model, the merit of some random JPEGs being sold for some $60 million as an NFT, or we ponder the question if potatoes truly could grow on Mars. Now, please don't take this the wrong way. We need people pushing those boundaries. It is the plight of humanity, or as Erich Honecker, former president of East Germany, and I'm pretty weird citing him, but he mused, "Vorwärts immer, rückwärts nimmer." Always pushing forward, never going back. But we also need to start celebrating all of our other heroes. Those who are choosing to tackle the biggest problems we have right here, right now. Those who are dedicating their lives to making the problem go away. Now, Mark and all the others, the Samanthas, the Nithias, the Daniels, the Bangs, and everybody else out there building what matters, you guys are truly my heroes. Let's all be a little bit more like Mark, a little less like Elon maybe, and inspire those around us to follow into the footsteps of the Marks of this world.